Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And Shin Daddy is back from Hawaii. The 808, is he not, Bill?
He's back, but it was late, so I gave him one more day off.
Really?
It was. The trip back is a lot more than the trip there.
Agreed.
The time difference. And so I made an adjustment with him. Steve and all breakers knew that they'll be back up and running 100%.
Yeah, he needs
tomorrow.
To get back to work. Now.
The bank
he
is
to get
open.
Back to work. And he will be in doing his normal banking, handling that. But I gave him a little bit of time on this one because that's quite a time. I think it's 5 hours. And that flight home, Jake will tell you.
It's rough.
That's a rough one. When you're going the other
direction.
It's
overnight, too.
No, it was. It was an overnight into Vegas. Didn't sleep well.
On the plane.
So then they flew from Vegas to Omaha. Really didn't sleep. Then they had to drive back to Creighton. Ooh, so it was.
That's
so
tough.
I just said, you know what?
That's rough travel.
I said, I made the late call, and breakers will understand, but we'll get full Shin Daddy tomorrow.
And the bank is open still for
the
business.
The bank is
just,
open.
Just
yes,
no
it is.
Crazy
FDIC
stuff today.
He invented FDIC.
He
invented it. That's why when you put your money in the bank, you don't panic for one reason. Shin Daddy. How nice is that?
One person.
Imagine all of a sudden like that, it's like, I wonder, is our money okay? When was the last time you woke up going, what if my money is okay in the bank? No, it's safe.
You don't have to really worry. A little bit. Nowadays, you get people scamming. You know, I told you about that story of somebody bought some DoorDash in San Francisco.
Yes.
$59. Yeah. Took me a week to get my card back.
Yeah.
Just annoying.
Yeah, very.
But Shindy's got it under control. Shindy and Ruhlman. I mean, I'm thinking about Shindy and Ruhlman.
Tomorrow we roll.
He'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
Bank is open
today. Let's dance.
Shindy's back to work. Refreshed tomorrow with brand new ideas.
Yeah. Ruhlman, Phil, was up working at 7 o'clock today.
Before that, he called us like at 6:45.
Yes.
Ruhlman's working.
He's up.
Probably cutting steaks right now. In the back.
Let's get a live look at Ruhlman's. Phil, cutting steaks.
The butcher.
Cutting checks and cutting steaks.
That's what he does. Thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2, 464-5685. Call or text as always. Saw this from yesterday.
Yeah, what'd you see?
Diego Pavia, a guy that we all were fans of this past year. Again, big upset for Vanderbilt of Alabama. He was awesome in that game. He had a great season. Bowl game appearance for Vanderbilt. They had a good year for Vanderbilt standards. But he's taking it. He's taking shots right now at Nebraska, the Big Ten, apparently. He was on the Bustin' with the Boys podcast with Will Compton and Taylor Lewan. And they were asking him if anybody had reached out to him regarding, you know, about possibly transferring out of Vanderbilt.
Andy.
They asked him if any Big Ten schools. He says, quote, "You want to play with the best. You don't want to play with the Big Ten. You ignore those calls." Diego Pavi. Now, again, he's talking to two Big Ten guys, Will Compton, Nebraska, Lewan, Michigan guys, who's maybe doing that in jest a little bit there. But then he says, quote, "You think about this, too. The SEC is like nothing else. The Big Ten, you have Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, Penn State. The SEC, you have all dogs. You only have like four games a year in the Big Ten. The SEC, it's like week after week you're going to get beat on. The Big Ten, you ain't going to get beat on with like the Purdue's and Nebraska's of the world."
He named names.
He put Nebraska with Purdue in that. End quote from Diego Pavia. One great year at Vanderbilt, and taking shots at the entire Big Ten Conference, who, by the way, has won back-to-back national championships, if I remember.
That's
if
a little
I
hard when they've won here. when they've won it, not just in the playoffs, they've won it 2 years in a row.
Champs.
Yeah.
There were some people yesterday that suggested that this was all in jest, that they're just smack talk.
Sure.
Smack talk. I thought, I can't, you know, it's the.
I didn't take it very, I did see the little post. I didn't think much of it.
You almost one of those things where you kind of want to hear it. In writing, it looks, I think it looks bad in writing.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't look good for him in writing, but I bet it was smack talk. Yeah. You know, I don't think it's a good look.
There's never a time
I don't think it's a good look.
There's never a good time when it's the same thing. You always praise opponents, other teams. It's all you do. That's just what you do.
Is that old school?
It's old school. That's just, you know, you talk very positively about, anytime you talk positively about your opponents, talk positively about other programs. Never say anything. Well, first of all, to even talk about other programs, just talk about your own program.
Oh, that used to be
that was the code. That was the standard. Just talk about what we have to sell.
That's where I'm coming from on this.
When people used to get into, I would always lay that down a little bit on negative recruiting. I'm like, well, if someone is negative recruiting, school I'm at, they're negative recruiting LSU, whatever, that's because they don't have enough things to say about themselves. So negative recruiting in general is always a plus when somebody's doing it against you, because after a while, the real recruits see right through it. If your whole spiel is about how bad other places are, then that's a bad spiel. His whole conversation should have been about Vandy, what we're doing, what's going on now, here's our plan. And so what about Nebraska? You know what? To say this, I would rather play in the SEC, but the Big Ten's a great conference, and they've won championships. Something like that. You just say, I would much prefer to be in this league, but I understand what the other league is doing of any sort. It's like, you know, hang on.
And here's the problem with Pavia. Even if this was in jest in the interview, this is a headline society we live in. People don't listen to the full context. It gets taken out of context, unfortunately, for him. And so this is why it becomes a big deal when people don't go back and listen to the actual interview, and they read it as was presented to them.
Here's
taking
the deal.
Shots at Nebraska and the Big Ten.
You're right.
Which is unfair to him, but also he knows that in the way this society works.
I wonder if we just sound too old sometimes, Bill. Like when we say stuff like don't talk about other schools.
But it's very odd of just the Purdue and Nebraska in the SEC. What that'd be all of a sudden just like someone from Nebraska just taking shots at Baylor today.
Like Dylan. You know?
Yeah, taking shots at Baylor or whatever.
It would be weird. It'd be off-putting. What are you doing, Dylan? And if I was the head coach at Nebraska and Dylan did what Pavia did, I'd pull him aside and say, hey, don't. What are you doing? You sound like an idiot. Now, I got a lot of heat. I got a little heat on our message board yesterday.
You did.
From people saying, Sipple, he was joking. It's your own writer on three said he was joking.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
I was like, still doesn't look good in print.
That's why I said people don't listen to it. It looks bad in context.
How many times have you come back with that comment, though? That's your defense. I was joking.
Yeah,
right. That's not a good.
Doesn't look good.
No.
Don't do it. But I think we sound old, though. I think a lot of people say, you guys need to relax.
I'm not worked up over it.
Well, how lathered?
About no, I'm not lathered whatsoever. Lathered. I mean, like nothing.
Here's a,
are you hot?
Text from unnamed texter has a different thought on it. He says, in jest or not, I love it. We need more smack talk. All these guys are trained in boring coach speak from a young age. It's great to have a little nastiness once in a while. Different.
It did make a story, so I do enjoy it for that. It made it somewhat kind of interesting.
I think it looks bad, but I'm not a huge fan
of that.
I'm not.
And knowing Clark Lee and Jerry Kill and those guys, I doubt they're going like
thanks, Diego.
Thanks, man. I love that.
In the office.
Nice job.
I don't think so.
We have pissed off the whole Big Ten, Diego.
Set the tone. Vanderbilt schedule, please, Jake.
Oh, he's got it right here.
Never mind. That's right. The magazine's
We have the magazine.
Oh, I guess I could have done it, too. I have my magazine right here.
Vandy.
SEC.
V. Yeah. With a V.
V.
Yeah.
He's getting there.
Tennessee.
I got it.
Flipping through the Lindy's right now, trying to find the Vanderbilt schedule.
I'm at Alabama. I'm at Georgia. Yeah. I'm at Oklahoma. Vandy's going to be late. South Carolina.
Think?
Florida.
The V?
V.
Yeah.
It's not alphabetical order.
No, it's not.
There we go.
It's Arkansas, then Vandy. So no, not alphabetical.
Hit a V.
100.
Vanderbilt schedule.
Yeah. There's a big picture of Diego. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, here we go. It's Charleston Southern.
Okay, W.
At Virginia Tech.
Not easy.
Tough one.
Very tough one.
At South Carolina.
Very tough.
L.
1-2. Georgia State.
They got to give them the win.
2-2. Mm-hmm. Utah State at home.
I'd give them the win. I'm still going to give them the win.
3-2. At Alabama.
No, not
3-3. LSU in Vandy.
No.
3-4. Missouri in Nashville.
I'm going to go L.
I'm going to go L, but could be. Just to say we give it to him for.
Okay, 4-4.
4-4 at Texas. 4-5.
Rudy, what do you think? Rudy says Texas.
Yeah. So 4-5. Auburn at Nashville.
They could win that game.
They could win that.
5-5. Kentucky in Nashville.
Could win again.
6-5. At Tennessee.
I'm going to say no.
6-6. Is Vandy 6-6?
But we gave them every.
What were they last year? 6-6 or 7-5?
7-6.
7-6 last year.
Yeah.
So
they were 6-6, and they won the bowl game against Georgia Tech.
Yeah. I would say that we also gave them every one. Seemed like they had a lot of games at home. Had a lot of games at Nashville, it seemed like.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
But we gave him the – because can Missouri beat him or can Kentucky? Yeah.
Close. Both those teams can beat him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so
– yeah, Diego –
Diego Pavia,
yeah,
quarterback.
He was probably smack-talking Compton and Luan because of their Big Ten. But, again, I don't think it looks great. He said the best pass rushers are from the SEC except, like, Abdul Carter.
Was he third overall pick this year?
I don't know. He's really good.
I think he was third overall pick. Yeah. Third or fourth.
The front four for Ohio State looked pretty good.
Pretty good.
So did it from Oregon,
Michigan
too.
Had a first-round draft pick, defensive lineman. Two. They had Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant go in the first round. That's
and also,
good.
If you go through again, it wasn't a real juggernaut there. I mean, it was like Missouri, Kentucky. I mean, it wasn't like, okay, hang on now. They didn't get Georgia.
Out of bounds.
Right. They didn't get there was no Georgia in there. So
Corey says, are you guys sure about Georgia State? They beat them last year. Georgia State beat Vandy 36-32 last season.
Well, a couple of they said we gave them every tight one.
Yep.
We gave them
might
every
not be 6-6.
Yeah. Gave it that. What I wonder what their numbers are. What are they predicted at?
What does Lindy say?
What did Lindy's have a prediction of what they think their record will be? Do they do a prediction?
The SEC rank is 14th. Their overall ranking 63rd. I don't know that they do a record prediction. No, they don't do a record prediction that I see here.
But they're
ranked 63rd.
I would bet their over-unders for wins is like 5.5 or 6.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
Ranked 14th in the SEC.
Who's below them?
Mississippi State would be one.
Who'd be the other?
Is Kentucky below them possibly or not?
Hold on. Well, apparently, picking the SEC, It's a 16-team league.
It's from Lindy's magazine.
Yeah, below them, you guys got it. It's Kentucky 15 and Mississippi State 16. There you go.
I think that one of the more interesting jobs, teams to watch, hands down. There's one game that, like I told you, I will watch like it's the SEC championship game, and that's going to be Northwestern at Tulane. I will watch every second. 108
degrees.
Game. I can't wait to see
in
that.
New
Orleans. See the game. And the other one is Kentucky, because they're picked 15th. Mm-hmm. They had a really rough year last year, and their top recruiter slash coach, their top paid assistant.
Vince
left
Morrow.
For Louisville.
Vince Morrow.
Left the SEC to go to the ACC.
This is what Lindy's writes. This season,
that's a big deal.
This season's too deep, leaves much to be desired after a 4-8 season. Stoops is in trouble is what we're talking about, right? That's what we're talking about.
I mean, where they're at right now. And remember, was it 1 year ago, he was 1 to 2 feet out the door.
Yep.
Going to
A&M. A&M, that's right.
And then they didn't want him.
Yeah.
Mark Stoops isn't in a great spot. Except I wonder what his buyout is.
And also he's had for Kentucky incredible success.
Right.
So
but like Stoops is a good example of what you've talked about with these buyouts. What if his buyout's $40 million? Yeah. What do you do if you're the AD? What do you do?
Yeah, the buyout things are I'm just gonna tell you, you're gonna see different contracts because people are still taking jobs.
About $30 million.
Can you imagine if all of a sudden Kirby Smart goes to the NFL? They want to hire somebody at Georgia. And they say, okay, we're doing a 4-year deal at this amount. Take it or leave it. What are you going to do? You're taking it.
Taking it.
You're not going to be like, I'm not doing that. I need more.
But the buyout thing's over, isn't it?
Big buyouts?
What'll
be over is those 10-year contracts.
Okay.
Jimbo put that one. Yep, that was
pretty
bad.
Much to dead.
Yeah. Lincoln Riley's probably still sitting on about a $60 million buyout right now. So it's like, okay, not that is a lot.
It gives you some leeway, though, as a head coach.
Can you imagine at Texas A&M, they paid $77 million to get rid of somebody.
Just to go away.
Just remember.
That's your boy.
When Frost got his contract, was it five for five? Was it five years, $5 million?
Yeah.
Like that? And it was thought of as just.
High.
Ridiculous. Just, I mean, a really, really good.
Hey, one last shot at Diego Pavia. Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Your team is picked 14th, bro. I mean, come on. Quit talking.
You beat Alabama.
Who's right ahead of him? Who's one ahead of him?
Arkansas. What? They're picked low. But seriously, Diego, you're picked 14th in your league. Pipe down.
There it is. Take that, Pavia. When we come back, Bill's title's down on Early Break of the Ticket.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.